This is the Island Messenger, a look at personal messages, the weather, and community announcements.
Good afternoon and welcome to Monday. It is the 8th day of August, the year 2022. The sun rose today at 6:19. It will set again at 10:09. That will give us 15 hours and 50 minutes of daylight. Our record high for this date was 81 degrees set in 2019, and our record low was 43. That was set in 1916, 1963, and 1970. Currently 60 degrees outside under overcast skies. We're looking for increasing clouds today and a high of 64. Calm winds turning to the west to 5 this afternoon. A 30% chance of rain tonight after 5 a.m. Otherwise, mostly clear skies tonight, becoming cloudy gradually toward daybreak. A low of about 52 overnight tonight. Rain is likely tomorrow, mainly after 8 a.m. Cloudy skies all day tomorrow with a high near 57 and calm winds turning to the east to 5 tomorrow afternoon. They are calling about rain and likely rain through Thursday night. Looking at our local tides, we have a high tide that just happened about a minute ago here on the east side. That happened at 12:21 p.m. and was a 5.7-foot tide. The next low tide will be at 4:57 p.m. and only be a couple of feet different, 3.4 feet, followed by a high tide at 11:24 this evening of 9.4 feet. Over on the west side, your high tide is coming up at 12:35, just a few minutes. That will be a 10.1-foot tide in Larsen Bay. Your next low tide will be at 5:58 p.m., about 6 p.m. That will be a 4.8-foot tide. And your high tide at midnight will be at exactly midnight and be 14 feet in Larsen Bay. Let's see what the Alaska Department of Fish and Game has to say in their recent update.
This is the Alaska Department of Fish and Game with Kodiak Commercial Salmon Fishery Advisory Announcement Number 23. This announcement was issued at 10 a.m. August 7th. There will be a 96-hour extension to the current commercial salmon fishing period from 9 p.m. Sunday, August 7th, until 9 p.m. Thursday, August 11th, in the following areas. The Northwest Kodiak District, except the Anton Larsen Bay, Sheraton Bay, Kajuyak Bay, and Spiriton Bay sections, will remain closed. There will be an 81-hour commercial salmon fishing period from noon Monday, August 8th, to 9 p.m. Thursday, August 11th, in the following areas. The Cape Alatak, Humpy Deadman, Alatak Bay, Mosher Bay, and Olga Bay sections of the Alatak District, and the Eastside Kodiak District, except the Inner Ugak Bay and Outer Ugak Bay sections will remain closed. There will be a 57-hour commercial salmon fishing period from noon Monday, August 8th to 9 p.m. Wednesday, August 10th in the following areas, the Mainland District. As previously announced, the following areas will close to commercial salmon fishing at 9 p.m. Sunday, August 7th. The Outer Karlik and Sturgeon sections of the Southwest Kodiak District. Cost recovery fisheries are scheduled to begin in the Katoy Bay Special Harvest Area on August 7th. Fishing opportunities in the Duck Bay, Iziwit Bay, Inner Katoy, and Outer Katoy Bay sections will be dependent on the ability to meet KRA cost recovery needs, and all cost recovery information can be obtained by calling 486-6559. The Spiriton Bay Special Harvest Area remains open until further notice. Fisher reminded that until further notice in that portion of the Northwest Kodiak and Southwest Kodiak districts, south of the latitude of Cape Kuliak, Chinook salmon 28 inches or greater in length may not be retained by purse and gear in the commercial fishery and must be returned to the water unharmed. Other closed waters are shown on the Kodiak area salmon statistical charts and detailed in the commercial salmon fishing regulations. Statistical charts, harvest strategies, and commercial salmon fishing regulations are available at the Kodiak Fish and Game Office. Recent salmon fishery information may be obtained by calling the department's 24-hour recorder phone at 486-4559.
Mariners, here is your forecast for Marmot Island to Sitkanat, Kodiak's east side. Southwest 25 today and seas to 7 feet. Southwest 25 tonight, seas at 7 feet. For tomorrow, southwest 15, becoming south 25, south of Dangerous Cape in the afternoon, seas to 7 feet. Over in the Shelikof Strait, small craft advisory through tonight, southwest 25 and seas to 9 feet for today and tonight. For tomorrow, southwest 15 will turn to the northeast late, seas to 4 feet. For Tuesday night in the Shelikof, northeast 30, seas to 8 feet. Well, people working on the Kodiak Asphalt Art Project team are down at Pier 1 right now, racing to get as much done as possible before the rain comes, and they are gladly accepting assistance. Anyone interested in helping them out with this effort is welcome down at Pier 1 right now. Don't bother to call. Don't bother to register. Just put on your grubbies and grab your gloves and meet them down at Pier 1, otherwise known as the Ferry Dock, to help out with a little artwork. There will be a Board of Education special meeting this afternoon at 4 p.m. in the District Services Conference Room. That's number F140 of the old high school wing. The meeting will also be streamed through BlueJeans, and login information is posted on the Kodiak Island Borough School District's website. For more information, contact Bianca Clark at 907-486-7566. Starting today, the St. Paul Harbor boat ramp will be closed for repairs. They're expected to be working on that through the 26th of this month, so don't expect to be able to launch your boat in the St. Paul Harbor until then, but hopefully there will be a much improved boat ramp after. If you have any questions, contact the engineering department at 907-486-8065. Public meetings coming up in the Kodiak Island Borough include a Planning and Zoning Commission work session in the Assembly Chambers on August 10th. That will happen at 6:30 p.m. On August 11th, the Assembly work session that was scheduled for Thursday has been canceled. August 15th, on Monday, the Consolidation Committee regular meeting will be happening in the Borough Conference Room at 6:30 p.m. August 17th, Wednesday, Planning and Zoning Commission will be having their regular meeting. That will be followed by a special work session and a special meeting. That's happening in the Assembly Chambers at 6:30 p.m. And August 18th, Thursday, Assembly regular meeting has also been canceled. The Kodiak Community Foundation, which is an affiliate of the Alaska Community Foundation, is pleased to present an introductory workshop for those seeking to apply for a variety of local, statewide, and national grants. This workshop will also provide support navigating both the Kodiak Community Foundation and Alaska Community Foundation grant systems. The workshop is August 13th, that's coming right up, from 10 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at the Kodiak Public Library. Registration is free but required. Register by emailing bcooper@alaskacf.org. That's bcooper@alaskacf.org. Kodiak 4-H Livestock Show and Auction is coming up on September 3rd. That will be at the Kodiak Island Fairgrounds. The show will be at 9 a.m. Bidder registration will begin at 11 a.m. and the auction will take place at 12 noon. These events are the culmination of a year of hard work and dedication by young 4-H members. These members invest their love, time, and money and energy into their livestock project. It's up to the community members to invest in the youth of 4-H by purchasing their delicious animals. Again, that is September 3rd, begins at 9 a.m., and that's out at the Kodiak Island Fairgrounds. The Hospice and Palliative Care of Kodiak is hosting an 8-week grief recovery program that runs every Wednesday from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. starting September 7th. That's happening in the multipurpose room at the Kodiak Public Library. Space is limited. To register, please call them at 907-512-0600 or visit their website at www.hpck.org.
Listen for the Island Messenger here on Public Radio KMXT 2 times a day, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. and during the midday report at 12:20. If you have a community announcement or personal message, including lost and found items or pets, you can call KMXT at 486-3181. Fax us at 486-2733 or email psa@kmxt.org.